at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and I caught up here with Andy Kratter at your Low Vision store. Andy, what are you displaying here at CSUN this year?
We've got a variety of different technology that covers the world of low vision and blindness products. For the most part, we're highlighting some of our low vision products, a variety of handheld portable devices from some of the top manufacturers in the field, also some software. One of the things we're highlighting is the fact that the ABIC company's PC cameras, the ZoomX and the iPal, are now compatible with Kurzweil 1000 software. And that's a big deal, because if you used Kurzweil, you know how long it takes to scan a page and how long you have to wait for the recognition process. You now can get almost instant speech in response. We're also highlighting the Guide software program, which is a program for individuals who are challenged by windows. That could be either for a visual impairment. It could be a senior citizen who may or may not be visually impaired, but is having difficulty using the Windows operating system. It's an easy menu, step-by-step process to actually take advantage of a PC and easy ways for email, internet, and a variety of other tasks. So that's, in a nutshell, what I'd say we were doing.
Okay, so let's talk about the magnifiers and some tips you give people for choosing the appropriate magnifier, because it depends on how they're going to use it, indoor, outdoor, if they're going to the store or they're using it specifically for reading. So the benefit of going with a company that sells multiple products is
Choice,
right. And so you can educate people as to what's going to work best for them.
Yeah, that's a big part of who we are. Your Low Vision store is actually set up of three different branches of stores. One, my store is in Garden Grove, California. We have one out in the desert, Cathedral City, which is in the Palm Springs area, and a third one in Ventura, which is north of the city of Los Angeles. And we each carry the same items, but we do offer the choice. Many companies you might see for video magnifiers may only carry one line, and our experience is that no one line can satisfy everybody's needs. So when someone comes into our store, we try to determine what their problem is, and then we let them try the different products. You know, it's a trial and error kind of business. You can have a successful work with somebody else and that same product for the same condition on the next user that comes in, it's not going to satisfy their needs. So the idea is to work with them until you find the right setup, and by having different products at different price points with different styles and different kinds of features, you try to find that one that works best for them. And we do that with the handheld units as well as desktop units.
Okay, with two other questions. One is, what do you do about someone who knows that they're ultimately going to lose their vision? So they're kind of going through a transition process where their vision is gradually deteriorating. So you come in and what works for them now may not work for them in the future. How do you address an issue like that?
Yeah, that's actually one of the more challenging issues, because it's beyond technology at this point. This is somebody dealing with loss that's taking place. And some of them are just not ready to accept technology, depending where they are, especially the seniors who have lived with eyesight and have driven and read their entire lives, suddenly having to face loss. Some come into our store and they've been talked into checking out the technology, or they've had their own curiosity. We have to see how they react to it before we even get to that step. Are they ready to move forward with a technology solution? But if they are expecting to lose more sight, we try to build that in and discuss the products that they may need in the future.
Do you do any kind of resale of it, or how does that work? Used AT that, you know, maybe the person's now deceased or anything. I don't know if you are in that space.
Yeah, now in the case of, for example, a video magnifier, we can offer a trade-in, and that might vary based on the model and the age and what we're able to do for them. If it's a computer situation, there's the possibility of upgrades. For example, a magnification program like ZoomText. Somebody may just start with a need for just the magnifier part of it, but as their vision deteriorates, they may need to start using speech. So you can upgrade a product like Zoom Text and other video screen magnifiers on the market to the speech version, where the speech now will support the magnification.
Okay, and what is your website, and maybe if you want one phone number where folks can contact you?
Our local number in Garden Grove is 714-799-3000, and you can visit either yourlowvisionstore.com or atkratter.com. That's atkratter.com.
Okay, Andy, thanks a lot. Broadcasting from CSUN 2011 for Cerro Talk, this is Michael Off.